Oh, my dear Janet, will you be okay after I leave?
Yes, this will not affect me in any way.
Geez, show some compassion.
Well, I can't feel sad, but here's my best approximation of human crying. Bah!
Oh, Janet, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
February 2nd, 2025. Hi, friendos!
I think my human crying could have been better.
We are back. We told you, you know, Twip would be back with little Twippets every now and then.
Twippets.
And then here we are. That's what we called them. And then here we are. And guess what? It's not even a Twippet. It's like a regular Twip. Because it's
like
the Pendy results.
Full thing.
But I just want to say it's very this show that we say this is what the show will be. And then it is not that. It will be X going forward. And then going forward, it's like, well, but not this time. The time after this,
we don't
it will
usually
be X
do that
and stuff.
I don't think.
Whatever. You don't even know. You've fallen out of practice. You don't even know how to do this show anymore.
What? Rude.
Nah.
Why good. Am I even here? Footsteps. Door slam. We're not going to do it, so I just had to say that.
Yeah, it's funnier that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we should get to what everyone's here for. The
yeah.
results of the 2024 Pendy Awards as voted on by our cast, crew, staff, and all of our listeners.
Woo! Voting!
Yeah, it's very exciting.
For good things.
Here anyway, yes. All right, let's just get a move on with it, shall we? We've got acceptance speeches for you to hear from great, talented people.
Okay.
You want to go first or shall I?
I'll go first.
Go for it, babe.
The nominees for Best Comic Relief Independent Production. TJ Briggs as Bernice in The Kingery. Brady Hendricks as Jace in The Kingery. Josh Kibbe as Renier in The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 1. And Kirstie Wolven as Corey in The Kingery. And the winner is TJ Briggs as Bernice in The Kingery.
Unfortunately, TJ was unable to get a speech in, but they thank you all very, very much for the votes. They were so appreciative.
Yay!
All right. The nominees for Sexiest Voice in a Pendant Production were David Ault as Sam Tyler in Genesis Avalon Patriot, Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison in The Kingery, Laura Post as Jaina Tyler in Genesis Avalon Patriot, Catherine Pride as Tithia in The Kingery, and Jeff Robinson as the Bastard of Orleans in Henry VI, Part 1. And the winner is Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison in The Kingery.
Hi, this is Melissa Autumn Hearn, and I am delighted to accept the award for Sexiest Voice in a Pendant Production for my role as Allison in The Kingery. I want to say thank you to everyone who voted, to the production team, the writers, the directors, the producers, the cast. I couldn't have done this without you. Thank you.
All right. Best Hero in a Pendant Production, the nominees. David Ault as Sam Tyler in Genesis Avalon Patriot. Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison in The Kingery. Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson / Revolution in Genesis Avalon Patriot. And Laura Post as Jaina Tyler in Genesis Avalon Patriot. And the winner is Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison in The Kingery.
Hi, Melissa Autumn Hearn here to accept the role for Best Hero in a Pendant Production for my role as Allison in The Kingery. Thank you to everyone who voted, to the cast, the crew, the producers, the writers. I appreciate you so much. It's funny and maybe a little bit baffling because, you know, I think historically Allison's character has been a little bit like an anti-hero. And I would say that it's really, you know, the work that the writers have put into the character development that have made her who she is. And I really thank you all for your hard work on this project.
The nominees for Best Villain in a Pendant Production are Adam Blanford as Mask in The Kingery, Rachel Cornick as ESI Squid in The Kingery, Ailish Jeffers as Maeve Moran in Genesis Avalon Patriot, Dante Majors as Aron in Genesis Avalon Patriot, and Pete Mylan as Tom Connors in Genesis Avalon Patriot. And the winner is Rachel Cornick as ESI Squid in The Kingery.
Oh my gosh, thank you so very much for this incredible award. I want to get it on a t-shirt, best villain, and then maybe people will take me seriously. But really, this is one of the most delightful things I've ever been a part of, and I'm incredibly proud to be part of this diabolically amazing team of queer creators. So the words, the dark thoughts, the evil squid lines, they lift right off the page. So credit goes to the whole Pendant team. So I tip my hat to you, Tilly and Susan, Caitlin, Pete, Catherine, and of course Jillian, for your tireless commitment to independently run creative work, because it's the hardest thing to do and to continue to do. So thank you again for letting me be a part of this. And until next time.
The nominees for Best Supporting Actor in The Kingery: Christine Chester as Aaron, M. Ciro Garcia as Major, AI Socks, and Socks, Russell Gold as Zeph, Edward Herman as Asa, and Rachel Cornick as ESI Squid. And the winner is M. Ciro Garcia as Major, AI Socks, and Socks.
Holy cow. Thank you so much. I really am super humbled because, you know, I do this, I love this character and I love this show, and it's really a pleasure and a privilege to be part of this big, amazing cast. And I was super humbled to help with another character, and I didn't want to let anybody down, especially the listeners and the original actress. And I'm just so happy you guys liked it. And I'm so happy that this is so kind. I appreciate you all. Thank you so, so much. You know, Major is that part of me that I kind of always wanted to be, which was, well, the 6-foot part and the super strong part, but not like the super butchy body part, because I lack my girliness. And sometimes I just wish I was a mafioso. Because, I mean, how much fun is it to talk like this all day and to use fuck as a comma and shit for brains is a term of endearment, and you just kind of go on and on like this all day. And you knit, you know, sweaters for your friends, and you take care of everybody, and you got everyone's back, and all of that, you know, bullshit. It's just, it is one of my favorite characters that Tills and everyone else has put together, and so I'm grateful that you all trust me with this character, and she's been a part of me for so long, and I'm just grateful. So thank you. This is too long. This is probably too long. Of course it's too long. You zip it. You talk all the time. I talk. You talk all the time. Because we're the same person. All right? Are you fucking nuts? Of course I am fucking nuts. I am having a conversation with you. You don't really exist. I don't exist. You don't exist. Do any of us really exist? All right. That's pretty fair. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The nominees for Best Supporting Actor in Genesis Avalon Patriot: Brady Hendricks as Gabriel Sinclair, Ben Hernandez as Ben Pelson / Revolution, Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes, Alicia Lane Pickens as Natalie / The Lady of the Lake, and Juwan Royal as John Pelson. And the winner is Sean Luxford as Roxanne Dawes.
Thank you so much. I am so excited and so incredibly honored. Thank you so much to everyone who voted. Roxy and Genesis Avalon Patriot hold a really special place in my heart, and to get to work on this amazing story with such an incredible team and alongside some of my acting heroes has been a dream come true. So huge thanks to Kat and Chris for creating such an amazing world to play in and entrusting me with the role of Roxy. Thank you so much to the original Roxy Dawes, Tracy Hall, and huge thanks to Pendant Audio for creating such an amazing platform for these stories. I think I could probably keep thanking people for another hour, but I will hold myself back and I will just say one last big thank you. This honestly means the world.
The nominees for Best Supporting Actor in the Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 1: Josh Kibbe as Renier, Kendra Murray as Charles the Dauphin, Sarah Palmero as Winchester, Jeff Robinson as the Bastard of Orleans, and E. Rachel Ward as Bedford. And the winner is Josh Kibbe as Renier.
Wow, this is just insane. So what a role in Renier, and what a play in Henry VI Part 1. Two awards over two roles. It's just a total privilege. I love doing these Shakespeare shows with Pendant. Thank you so much for this opportunity and for the award. Again, like I said, in my email to Tilly, I was like, this is beyond my wildest dreams. And that sounds corny, but I mean it because I just do this because I love it. And so, I just absolutely never would think something like this would be possible, and I'll never forget it. This very specific whole situation. So thank you so much, and I'll keep doing it if you guys keep listening. Peace.
The nominees for Best Supporting Actor in the Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 2 are Justine Leah Hintz as Queen Margaret, Sarah Palmero as Winchester, Kat Peterson as Duchess Gloucester, W. Keith Timms as Suffolk, and Emmeline Tuck as King Henry. And the winner is Kat Peterson as Duchess Gloucester.
A special thank you to the Pendant family. You guys are amazing. And I'm really appreciative to all of the listeners and just all of the people who are so supportive in allowing us to take these roles and make them our own and tell our version of the story. They gave you direction, and then they let you play with it. They let you truly make it your own. And it's super beautiful to hear it all come together in the episodes. And an extra special thank you goes out to my hubby, who is the biggest cat fan ever, and just make sure that I'm always able to do the creative things that I'm looking to do, and encouraged me so much. Thank you all so much. You are so creative. You are so vibrant. And I adore all of you.
The nominees for Best Performance of a Sonnet in the Pendant Shakespeare: Chiavelli Gutierrez for Sonnet 149, Walter Mack for Sonnet 35, Maya Murphy for Sonnet 60, and Gail Wamba for Sonnet 104. And the winner is Gail Wamba for Sonnet 104.
Hello, Pendant Audio Land. This is Gail Jabara Wamba. Thank you so much for this incredible honor. I was very excited to perform the sonnet, and I'm blown away to be received this well. I've enjoyed working with Pendant for several years, and I want to thank my husband, Josh Kibbe, and my friend, Morgan Saul, for getting me involved. And thank you all for continuing to listen. I'm looking forward to the next thing that's coming along with Pendant. Have a great year, everybody. Thank you so much.
The nominees for Best Lead Actor in a Pendant Production are Adam Blandford as Lord Talbot in The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 1. Adam Blandford as Richard, Duke of York in The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 2. Melissa Hearn as Allison in The Kingery. And Kat Peterson as Joan LaPucelle in The Pendant Shakespeare's Henry VI Part 1. And the winner is Melissa Hearn as Allison in The Kingery.
Hi, this is Melissa Autumn Hearn, here to accept the award for Best Lead Actor in a Pendant Production for my role as Allison in The Kingery. Every time this award comes around every year, I think how any single one of the lead actors in the Pendant shows could win this award. You are all so fantastic. And, you know, this is a community of incredibly talented, passionate people who have come together to make something really amazing. So I want you to put your hands together for yourselves, because you're amazing, and I'm really happy to be able to work with all of you. So thank you. And thank you to the fans who voted. You are why we do this. Thank you so much.
The nominees for Best Direction in a Pendant Production: Gillian Morgan for The Kingery, Catherine Pride for Patriot, Jeff Robinson for The Pendant Shakespeare. And the winner is Jeff Robinson for The Pendant Shakespeare.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Robinson, and I am so tremendously honored to take home Best Direction in a Pendant Production for The Pendant Shakespeare. And I was just thinking back to how my journey with Pendant began in the thick of the pandemic back in 2020, when Telly was offering her director's course, which really became a creative lifeline for me during an incredibly difficult time for me and for so many of us. And then from there, getting to assistant direct on Seminar for several episodes before joining at the helm of The Pendant Shakespeare and working with Adam Blanford as my co-director for several years on shows like Pericles, Prince of Tyre, and Double Falsehood. And of course, the entire time working alongside Morgan Z. Sowell as our dramaturge. Adam and Morgan, thank you both so much for your collaborations over the years. I count you both as great friends and really could not have done this work without you. To the actors of Pendant Shakespeare, many of whom have come back time and again to appear in multiple shows, again, of course, we couldn't have done this without you. And the passion and dedication that you put into your performances over and over again has just been astounding. The quality of the performances and the time that you take to understand and interpret the text and give it 100% and more has been nothing short of astounding. So thank you to all of you, and especially thank you to Telly for believing in me and bringing me aboard the Pendant family. It has been an incredible artistic journey for me, allowed me to flex creative skills in ways that I never thought I might have the chance to do. And I owe it all to you for bringing me on board as part of this organization. So thank you to Pendant voters once again for choosing me for Best Direction in a Pendant Production. I am so tremendously honored and can't wait to see what lies ahead in my Pendant journey.
The nominees for Best Writing in a Pendant Production, well, you only had two options this year, and they were Genesis, Avalon, Patriot, and The Kingery, and you have selected The Kingery. Aww!
Congratulations!
On behalf of the entire writing staff, we thank you. 13 seasons of this show is a lot, and that you still dig it is so cool. So it's, you know, always coming up with new stories. 13 seasons in, that's a lot. But, you know, we're doing our best. I'm glad you like it.
And putting up with all of our writing shenanigans are so many other people doing so much work for this show. And yeah, we appreciate every single one of you.
We sure do.
Because wow.
Wow.
Wow. The nominees for Best Pendant Production are Genesis, Avalon, Patriot, The Kingery, and The Pendant Shakespeare. And the winner is The Kingery!
What?
What?
Hey everyone, it's Jillian, director of The Kingery, and I'd like to thank everyone who had a part in this win. First, I need to thank my assistant directors, Caitlin Kleiman and Adam Blanford. Seriously, I couldn't do this without them. I'd be lost. I'd be completely lost. I'd like to thank our writing staff, who continue to tell an amazing story and somehow keep it fresh after all these years. I'd like to thank our wonderful cast. Whether you were here in episode one or you're brand new to the cast, I will never get tired of hearing you all bring these characters to life. I'd especially like to thank Fiona Thrail, Michael King, and Mark Zarakor for coming back to play with us after all these years as we continue to prove that no one is ever really dead on this show if we can find a really fun way to bring them back. I also need to thank Tilly and Susan in particular because they are the most patient human beings on the planet. Finally, thank you, dear listener, for continuing to support Pendant and our very weird, very queer, very trans show. Now more than ever, it's so important to hear and share our stories. Stay safe, America, and good night.
I mean, listen, Jillian and Caitlin and Adam are doing an amazing job on the directing, and the cast is so good. And like Melissa carrying the show on her shoulders is so amazing, and so just really, truly This is a giant group award, and I'm so proud to be working with all of you. You're amazing. Thank you.
It's such a labor of love from everyone.
It is.
And so many of you have stuck by this show and us for so long.
Yeah, we love this deeply weird, deeply queer, goofy crime show. We love it so much, and we're so glad that you do, too.
Yes, and we have all grown together, and the show has evolved so much, and so have all of we.
So have all of we.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be us? All of us?
Everybody! It's just everybody.
So have all of everybody.
Yes.
That's the way to go.
Okay. Yeah. We're writers. But thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who makes this show what it is and to everyone who makes Pendant what it is, right? I mean,
thank you to everybody who helps make these shows. Pendant and all of these shows would not exist without every single one of you. All of our writers and our actors and our directors. It's just a lot. And then so many people listening. Thank you to the audience,
yes,
too, because, you know, you're who we make the show for after ourselves. You know, we're doing it for us first and then for you, and that's cool. I mean, that's how it should be. You make the show you want to see,
yes,
or hear in the world, and then,
yes,
you hope other people like it, too. And when other people like all of our shows and listen to our stuff and vote in our Pendy Awards and stuff, it's all really cool.
It's super cool. The coolest.
Yeah.
Yay! La la la, the show is almost done. Yay!
All right, so that's the end of the show. I'm not sure exactly when there will be another Twippet, but when we have news to share with you, there will be one.
We will do it.
Should it happen?
It
when
will.
It happens.
I mean, it will happen.
At some point it will.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a great time to catch up if you, you know, miss them in the past. I mean, I bet you did.
You could go to pendantaudio.com and check them out.
Uh-huh.
Also, check out all of our shows are on Apple Podcasts and on every podcasting platform except for YouTube, yet because their requirements are very annoying and hard to get into. We don't have the time to put in all the work that they make you do it to put a podcast up there.
Okay.
And then Spotify, you know, but we pulled them back off a couple years ago because they're super transphobic and anti-vaxxer. Down with Spotify.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere else. And we're still posting to Tumblr at pendantaudio.tumblr.com. We pulled off of all of the fascist supporting social medias, but we did set up the Blue Sky finally. So you can find us on Blue Sky at Pendant Audio.
Okay. Yay.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to do that.
I think it's Pendant Audio on Blue Sky.
You better check.
Well, we haven't done a Twippet in a while.
You know what? Just hang on. We're going to check.
I'm looking right now.
Okay. It's going to happen.
Yo, it's Pendant Audio. That's right. So there you go.
So, yeah.
I had it.
That is where things will also be.
Yeah.
If you are looking for a little more news.
That's right. And we will see you back here next time.
This is Susan Bridges.
And Tilly Bridges. Thanks for listening. Oh, we didn't forget how to do the show in 3 months. Woo.
But we... Okay. Cool. Yeah.
It is cool.
Woo!
That's the spirit.
Wow.
I had to wait till you were done. Okay. Shouldn't have chugged that Diet Coke right before recording.
Mm.
I'm having troubles today, babe.
I know, and every mistake, you have to fix it later.
Believe me, I know. When the pendies come along, you must twip it. Twip it good.
The theme to Twip is Mr. Exposition by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 at creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
That is the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
The end of the show.
At 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 the end of the show.
Ta-da! That's the show. The show is done.
That's the show. The show is over now.